Good evening. It's Wednesday, July 1st. The Organization of American States gives Honduras 3 days to restore its deposed president or face suspension from the group.
President Obama keeps up his campaign for health care reform.
St. Petersburg mayoral candidates discuss green jobs and ways to improve the economy at a debate sponsored by several progressive groups.
And in Ybor City last weekend, over 100 people came out to hear about plans to increase trade relations between Tampa and Cuba. I'm Gene Costain.
I'm Mitch Perry, and this is the WMNF Evening News.
He hopes the health care reform plan that emerges from Congress might include incentives for companies to offer employer-based care instead of traditional insurance. He says he's talking to House leaders about including the concept in a congressional hearing sometime in the next few months. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Judith Smelser.
With the ongoing conversation in Washington about health care reform, groups are getting together to bring the issue to the local level. WMNF's Lindsay Cradwell reports.
Tampa's Organizing for America and the Florida Consumer Action Network organized an event in Julian B. Lane Park in Tampa this past Saturday. John Bavona, the state field director for Organizing for America, a grassroots group linked with President Obama, explains why.
Across the state, we have healthcare community service events to tie down the national issue of healthcare down to the local level and really start a discussion in our communities about the need for healthcare reform.
This reform is controversial, but volunteers came out to show their support and provide health services and information. Damon Vu, a Tampa physician, was at the event to provide any medical services if necessary. He supports reforming healthcare.
We should get some sort of healthcare reform in the U.S. to cover our residents, and that's something I feel very strongly about as a physician, because I have patients who come to my office who recently have lost jobs and can't get the necessary coverage, and I feel that that's something that that's not right.
Former Democratic State Senator Les Miller, who is now running for Hillsborough County Commissioner, was asked to attend based on his own experiences with health care.
I was asked to come here, and they were talking about health. And to me, health is very important. Being a three-time cancer survivor and having a daughter as a cancer survivor and a wife as a cancer survivor, it's always good to talk about health prevention. The only way you can maintain good health prevention is to catch it early. And when you start talking about it and telling people to get screened and go to doctors, it's vitally important. So I just came out here to give my support for that.
Winifred Pichung of Brandon also had a story about her healthcare experiences. While visiting in Alabama, her 23-year-old daughter had an asthma attack but feared seeking medical help due to costs.
Convince her to take her to the hospital, and the bill presented to us was $1,100 plus. I think that this is quite usurious. Healthcare should be made a little more reasonable, and this is why we're participating today. But I hope that we could establish an appropriate healthcare reform.
Kenneth Caldwell from Valrico was one volunteer from the Drug and Alcohol Comprehensive Counseling of Tampa to showcase the different programs they offer for the young and the elderly.
We want to talk about and maybe just help people become more aware of healthy choices.
Franklin Beadle from San Antonio represented the Lions Club International and gave free screenings on their diabetes screening grant.
We're trying to get out to the communities that need it, and generally the grant is targeting Blacks, Hispanics, and children, because we find that those people don't get the medical care they possibly should.
Although Congress is off this week for the 4th of July break, key senators are reported to be working on finalizing language on legislation. For WMNF News in Tampa, I'm Lindsay Cradwell.
Confidential informants now have a number of patients. Slippery roads might be a good time to lift the foot off the pedal a bit. Now back to the newscast.
Last night at the Sunshine Center in St. Petersburg, most of the mayoral candidates engaged in a debate sponsored by a variety of progressive groups and moderated by WMNF's Rob Loray. WMNF's Lindsay Cradwell reports.
The candidates were asked a series of questions during the debate covering topics from the economy to the environment. One major focus was on the current economic crisis and what they would do to ensure a quality of life not impacted by no or slow growth. City Councilman Jamie Bennett emphasized protection for employees.
We are going to make sure that the employees are protected and that we have protection for not only for them and their health care, but their families.
Former city council member Kathleen Ford focused on taxes and proposed a decrease.
In this economy, in this recession, there is no need to raise taxes. In fact, I have proposed a 8.5% decrease in property taxes because there's no reason city government should be hanging on to your money. It, in fact, belongs to the people.
Former Councilman Bill Foster wanted to look more closely at the budget and the effectiveness associated with spending.
We're going to adopt a service-level budgeting process which scrutinizes line by line, department by department, each and every line item and expenditure, and using performance measures and as we engage the public, engage citizen input, we can gauge the effectiveness of a program. And there should be money to provide those services which are essential.
Another topic discussed was green jobs, what they are and what can be done to create more. Candidate Devron Givens proposed that current jobs should be maintained and then green jobs can be created.
We have to make sure that we maintain and keep the jobs that are here. And then we make sure that we create a framework in which green and clean technology and those jobs can survive.
Scott Wagman referenced the use of feed-in tariffs used in Germany, Japan, and Gainesville that encourage production of greener energy to be bought by energy companies at a set price, and suggested that St. Petersburg think about a similar strategy.
The feed-in tariff is the next big thing, ladies and gentlemen. Japan is going back to it. Gainesville, Florida, we don't have to go far to see the experiment in progress. That is something, as mayor, I would bring up with Progress Energy, the city council, to see if we can get this done here.
Former Councilman Larry Williams believes that in order to create green jobs, businesses need to first be drawn to the city.
We all know there are green businesses out there that would create green jobs. It comes back to a basic thing. To attract businesses to this community, we need to stick with the quality of life issues in this community.
Lessening the carbon footprint was another topic discussed. Candidate John Warren proposed that one answer is in the preservation of buildings rather than building new ones.
So where you've got good buildings, where you've got buildings that either have a cultural or historic significance, and you can reuse them, especially at a time like now where there is less pressure to remove those and build something new, you have the opportunity to reduce your carbon footprint.
Look at LEED certification and make sure you encourage in your permitting department that buildings and that want to do refurbishing, that they look to do LEED certifications and other things of that nature. And when they build facilities, that they make sure that they build it to LEED standards. You encourage that. You don't enforce it. You don't make businesses do that. But you encourage that environment, and that's how we'll change that.
Scott Wagman wants to focus on Albedo, something he learned about during his time working with paint manufacturing. This can translate to asphalt and roofing as well.
It's an important number that is actually going to save you money, and it's going to help reduce global warming. Albedo is a source, it's a measurement of surface reflectivity.
The candidates also were asked about their ideas for water conservation, as well as meeting the people's needs for clean, affordable water. Scott Wagman laid out his ideas for both short-term and long-term goals in terms of the water situation in St. Petersburg.
Short-term, it's a lot of little stuff. It's a lot of education, low-flow toilets, things being done. Long-term is a tremendous educational effort, including legislation and ordinance to compel people to not use as much water. And then ultimately, we have to start charging for water what it is really worth, and it's a lot more.
Larry Williams brought up the decision to join Tampa Bay Water.
The worst decision we ever made that cost this city millions of dollars was giving away our water rights. We gave it to an organization, Tampa Bay Water, who has the ability that's not responsible to anybody. They're not elected, and they have the right to set your rates and raise your taxes.
Devron Givens stated that it is important to have good leadership representing St. Petersburg, even under Tampa Bay Water, while also creating more ordinances.
We need leadership on Tampa Bay Water. We need someone who understands what water and water means to our communities. We need to have more ordinances that deal with watering lawns and other things in our community.
The primary election will take place on September 1st. For WMNF News in St. Petersburg, this is Lindsay Cradwell.
A Central Florida toddler was apparently strangled today by a Burmese python in Sumter County.
And now for the weather for the Tampa Bay area. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms. Lows will be in the upper 70s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms. Highs in the upper 80s. That's the news this evening. Thank you for joining us. Alvaro Montalegre has been our engineer. With Gene Costain, I'm Mitch Perry. And for all of us at WMNF Tampa, good evening.